So, I'll start off by telling you what exactly I do. I'm an oracle, which means that I, the cards, they send me a story, and I, in turn, I tell that story to you. It's not always the nicest story, but it is usually what you need to know. Alright, let's see. Is there anything in particular you're wanting to learn about today?
No, actually, a lot of stuff has been happening in my life, and a girl that I work with was like, yeah, they're doing tarot card readings, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've been wanting to do it, so I felt like, might as well just go.
There you go.
I work at the salon, Studio 7, right down the road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So she told me I would hate her because I love all of this stuff, and she's right. All my money is going to be gone now.
Yes, often when I come in here, I end up spending more than I should as well. So what I would like for you to do for me is go ahead and cut those cards.
I can't cut cards right
now. Oh, it's fine. Just whatever you feel like.
Can I just like split it?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yes.
Okay.
There we go. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Right off the bat. Yep, big old journey's coming up. Often it is a metaphysical journey of a type. So let's see what we get here. I'm being told right now that you are a very, very clever young lady and that instead of working hard, you have a tendency to show off. And while that's going to lead you to some minor victories coming up, it's not going to sustain. No. You're going to feel outlandishly trapped, actually, if you keep the current path, okay? All right. Okay. I'm saying that showing off your, not necessarily flashy, but that you have a tendency to make sure that you are noticed. And that is not bad, okay? But what you need to do is you need to make sure that you are working towards your goal and not just using the power of your personality, which is strong. I'm seeing that it is strong, that you have a bit of a sharp tongue, that don't lose your personality, but understand that it has to be balanced out. There's more to this world than you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you're going to come across two people in the future. All right. One of them is they're both going to be very strong connections, okay? One of the strong connections is going to help raise you up, and the other one, it's not going to drag you down, but it's not as healthy for you. How does that relate? Okay. They are both going to teach you something. Both relationships are going to teach you something very important. One is going to, it's going to teach you the big cosmic joke, and trust me, there is a big cosmic joke, okay? The other one is going to teach you some skills that are more bound to, they're bound to things that'll help you earn and actually help you use some of your intuition and nurturing skills to help you along an earning path, okay? I'm trying to find out, and Oracle's being very unclear if they're actually the same relationship, if they're different relationships, and if they are different relationships, are they compatible with each other? Are the relationships compatible? I want to see if it's they're going to make you choose.
We just saw our old.
Okay.
All
right. They are separate relationships. And at each time, at one time or another, both will make you feel like you're trapped and suffocating. And I'm here to let you know that no matter what, you are not trapped. You, despite the fact that you might not be able to see the exit is always around because you can fly. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They work. They just don't work. Yeah. Like they're a little bit out of whack, huh? They're out of whack.
All right.
What do you think of that, Mr. King? That is the most precious little baby.
I mean, it's a reward is also coming your way. All right. It's what's odd about that. It is not coming from the actual skills that will teach you what you need, the nurturing and the going forth, but it's coming to you from understanding that cosmic joke. And actually, more of that is coming through the nurturing side. You'll understand that one of the most important things, the most important nurturing skill that you can learn is levity. That not everything is as serious as it seems initially. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Even death itself isn't as serious as it might seem. I don't see any death going through. That's just an example that if you can make a person smile and laugh and kind of take away that grief just for an instant, you'd be surprised on how much happier and how much better things are for them. All right? And a new you is going to come from this. It is the first step in your true self. Well, not probably not the first step, but a big step in you. And that it's going to be an emotional revelation that is going to just cause you to just one day it's going to click and you'll burst out of your shell and you will get a greater understanding of your emotions and that in turn gives you a greater understanding of other people's emotions. All right, do you have any questions right now?
The joke, what is that?
All right, the big cosmic joke. All right, first, what astrological sign are you in?
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay.
It makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is, yeah, okay. So, this is definitely something. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Capricorn. Okay. How do I explain this to a Capricorn?
I'm also a Cancer, like Capricorn Cancer. So
okay. All right.
I can be a little sympathetic sometimes.
All right. The big cosmic joke is, all right, that it's infinite. And it might not seem like it matters, because if you think about it in the big picture, it might not look like it matters. Because
mm-hmm.
What am I compared to the entire universe? I mean, we'll even start at into the entire greater metropolitan area.
Yeah.
What am I to that in comparison to the whole? But it all leads to something. Like, there's something somewhere, someday, that because I... Well, anybody existed, one person existed, one person did not exist, that it's leading to something a little bit bigger each and every time. There are people who will be coming back, like not physically their form come down like Jesus, but there are people who will come back over and over again, and there'll be people who stay on the other side of the veil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's almost entirely up to you when you're on the other side, whether you want to come on back and help out more, or if you want to stay up there. And that big cosmic joke is that just however insignificant you feel, you're not. But at the same time, you are.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
And then it just happens over and over again. That is that big cosmic joke. All right, to you, that big cosmic joke is a little bit more... You're right. So this is one of actually my favorite cards to explain to people. All right. You are the dragon. Okay. And what is that dragon doing? What is that dragon trying to avoid? It's itty-bitty little scorpions. Itty-bitty little scorpions that dragon could just stomp on, breathe fire all over, fly away from. But for some reason, that dragon is taking time out of its day to try to avoid the little scorpions. And that means you need to take a step back at some point in time, look at all the problems you're facing, and understand that those problems, compared to you, are nothing. And actually, to a degree, those problems are going to be similar to problems, like, if you look, take a step back, look at your problems, those problems are not only insignificant, but if you look back throughout your history, you'll notice that, to a degree, they're the same problems just over and over again, and that you were able to defeat them before, just because it's now, it seems more dangerous, but it's not. All right, Capricorn, the reason I have you cut the cards is because on the other side, at the bottom, now is your shadow card. And that is going to help tie the whole reading together and let you know what you need on your next step. And that is actually kind of fitting. All right, Ten of Swords. The Ten of Swords in any deck of tarot cards is a very scary looking card. You see this dragon being crucified, you see this dragon being trapped. And what did I tell you earlier? You're not trapped. You can get away. All right. And the problems that you see aren't problems. They're not problems that you have to worry about. They're problems that, well, A, everybody has, and B, are very insignificant to you in the greater scheme of things.
Wonderful.
All right. Any more questions?
No, I'm sure I'll think of some later whenever I'm not here, but... Right.
I got two things for you. One, and that is a cleansing ritual that I give out to clients. And whenever things become a little too much for you, you just open that up, read it, and follow the instructions, and that will help you out significantly. All right?
Okay.
If you need anything, let me know, okay?
Yeah, you'll probably see me a lot.
Good. I like helping, so.
Okay.